Growth of disk-like pseudo-bulges in SDSSDR7 since Z equals 0.1, by Ankit Kumar et al. Cosmological simulations predict more classical bulges than their observational counterpart in the local universe. Here, we quantify evolution of the bulges since Z equals 0.1 using photometric parameters of nearly 39,000 unbarred disk galaxies from SDSSDR7, which are well represented by two components. We adopted a combination of the Cershich index and Kormendi relation to separate classical bulges and disk-like pseudo-bulges. We found that the fraction of pseudo-bulges, classical bulges, smoothly decreases, as the universe gets older. In the history of the universe, there comes a point, Z approximately equals 0.016, when classical bulges and pseudo-bulges become equal in number. The fraction of pseudo-bulges rises with increasing bulge-to-disk half-light radius ratio until RHLR approximately equals 0.6, suggesting concentrated disk is the most favorable place for pseudo-bulge formation. The mean ellipticity of pseudo-bulges is always greater than that of classical bulges, and it decreases with decreasing redshift, indicating that the bulges tend to be more axisymmetric with evolution. Also, the massive bulges are progressing towards axisymmetry at steeper rate than the low-mass bulges. There is no tight correlation of bulge-Cershich index evolution with other photometric properties of the galaxy. Using the sample of multi-component fitting of S4G data and N-body galaxy models, we have verified that our results are consistent or even more pronounced with multi-component fitting and high-resolution photometry. This was growth of disk-like pseudo-bulges in SDSSDR7 since Z equals 0.1, by Ankit Kumar et al.